Right, let's speak to the commentator, Fionnuala Meredith. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and Frank Shivers from the Northern Ireland Conservatives. Good morning to you, Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So, let's have a look at this story about Lineker now. The BBC cricket commentator Jonathan Agnew said in response to a tweet from Lineker on Brexit that Lineker was the face of BBC Sport and that he should observe the BBC editorial guidelines. He said, keep your political views, whatever they are and whatever the subject, to yourself. Lineker responded by saying he can tweet what he likes and that he will continue to tweet what I like, and if folk disagree with me, then so be it. So what do you expect of BBC presenters? Now, I think we've got to differentiate here. There is no debate whatsoever on those presenters who front news programmes or who do political discussions like I do here on The Nolan Show. There's no debate around that. We shouldn't be revealing our political opinions. But for those people, for example, like Lineker, who front sports shows, they get a lot of their profile from their BBC coverage, don't they? Should BBC men and women be keeping their political views to themselves? Fionnuala, what do you think?
Yeah, I do think that Lineker should be keeping his views to himself. Of course, he's totally entitled to them, but his huge public profile and the enormous amount that he's paid basically in some ways makes him the face of the BBC among a few select others. And I get the fact, yes, he's not a news or current affairs presenter, and so the current BBC guidelines don't apply to him. So, you know, he's free and clear as things stand to say what he likes. But I don't think that's right, because surely impartiality is supposed to be at the heart of BBC values. I was looking at the BBC's editorial guidelines, and they explicitly state impartiality lies at the heart of public service and is the core of the BBC's commitment to its audiences. Now, if someone like Lineker is saying things he does, and by the way, I should say, I voted Remain as well, so this isn't a political objection. I just think, given the fact that Brexit has been so extraordinarily divisive and has had such a debasing effect on political discourse already, I mean, the language that's being used is incredible. I just think Lineker shouldn't be promoting his views in the way that he does if he's working for the BBC. If he cares so much about it, leave the BBC. Then he can say what he likes.
Frank?
Well, where does it stop, Stephen? I mean, he's made it very plain. It's on his personal Twitter page and social media. He's not coming out on Match of the Day and making reference to Brexit, Remain or Leave. So I personally don't see a problem. Personally, if I was him, I wouldn't... why would you put your head above the parapet and potentially lose viewers over the head of it when he's not politically connected?
Lineker doesn't care. He's been paid an absolute shedload. He doesn't care about that. He's getting his money. You know, he's not worried. He's in a very comfortable position.
I know, but he has a potential to ruin his profile. And I think
should the BBC this story isn't so much about Lineker. This story is more about the BBC. Should they be letting him get away with it?
Yes,
should they be letting him do it? Getting away with it is a pejorative term. Should they be letting him do it? So the BBC spokesperson has said Gary is not involved in any news or political output for the BBC. And as such, any expression of his personal political views does not affect the BBC's impartiality. But when people hear Gary Lineker and they look at him, is it not at least in their mind that's a BBC man?
Yes. I think the BBC are bending over backwards to accommodate him.
How do you stop that? I mean, you're right.
You stop it by telling him if you're in the BBC, you can't express a political view. Full stop.
Right. So the BBC then would be seen as a stopping freedom of expression of a political view then.
You see, where does this stop? Let me just take this a step further, right? So where does this stop? So if Gary Lineker can do it because he's a sports presenter and not a news presenter, all right, does that mean that, I don't know, Hugo Duncan, Sean Coyle, others could decide, all right, we're gonna espouse our political views now all over the place?
Exactly, and that's where...
Where does this stop?
This is precisely the point. This is precisely the point. Lineker is too big a star to be told what to do, it seems. If any local presenters...
On his own personal Twitter and social media, he's not coming on to the BBC during his presentation of Match of the Day or whatever, any of the other stuff he does, and saying political comments. He's not doing that. He's doing this in his own private
But Frank, if you take what you're saying to its logical end, in other words, you're differentiating from when Lineker's saying it. He's saying it outside of his BBC time, right?
Yeah. Outside his job.
Well, you could apply that logic to news presenters, but we don't.
Well, you could, and there's a potential argument for that. However, I think...
Do you want news presenters telling you what they think now?
Oh, that would be impossible. How could that possibly work?
Outside of BBC time?
Well, I think it's a difficult one to do. And what I'm saying is there's an argument for it that everybody has a right of a political opinion.
Sure.
Now, whether they want to give that... And if you speak to the political commentators off air and whatnot, which I've done on a number of occasions, they do have a political opinion.
Of course, no one's objecting.
They don't put it on air, but neither is Gary Lineker. He's putting it on his private social media. That's his private political thoughts. If you agree with him, you agree with him. If you don't, you don't. He's not doing it under the platform of a BBC show or anything. So I don't see the problem. I think he's fully entitled to his political opinion, and I think shame on anybody who thinks that he's not.
No one's saying that. No one's saying
you
that
are.
He's not... No, no, listen to me. It's actually, there's an important distinction here. No one is saying that he is not entitled to his political opinion. At no point have I, or indeed anyone else I know of, have said that. Of course, we're all entitled to our political opinion. What the matter of debate is whether he, as a highly paid BBC star, whether it's right for him to be sharing his views on Brexit.
It doesn't matter how much he's paid, does it?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
I think it does. Could I finish one sentence? You already asked the question, would it be different if a local BBC star like Hugo Duncan or Sean Coyle or people like that started sharing their political views? Yes, I think it would be very different indeed. I think it would be a big problem for a lot of people. But because Lineker's paid so much, because he's such a big star, he gets away with it.
Sorry, can I just ask, so you're fundamental issue is that he's paid by the public purse and he's paid a lot of money.
It's his profile.
So his profile. So because his profile is so big, your argument is that he's not entitled to make a public statement politically.
Yes, because he works for the BBC and the BBC is supposed to be concerned with impartiality. And I think that's particularly important at a time.
He talks about football, Fanila.
No, but he's talking about Brexit on Twitter. Come on, you know what we're talking about.
In his private time. I honestly can't believe that people
Do you not believe that the BBC should guard its impartiality in a sacrosanct way? Do you not think that's vital? Do you not think that's at the very centre of the BBC?
How would you suggest they do that?
I would suggest they do that by asking their presenters to not make political statements. That's how important the BBC impartiality should be. Well,
tell them. So contractually, you don't think that they should have a political, or that they shouldn't be allowed a political opinion?
No, Frank, this is kind of simple here. We're not saying that they shouldn't be allowed a political opinion. We're talking about whether they should be permitted to share that on a platform, on a vast public platform. It's quite simple. There's a distinction between the two.
Well, how can you stop? How can you stop them?
Well, I think you can stop them by saying, you just asked me a question. Can I answer it? You can stop them by doing what you do with the news and current affairs presenters and saying that they can't use Twitter or whatever social media as a platform.
I believe that's a contractual thing that they can't do. Is that correct, Stephen?
Yeah, so the BBC can write into a contract, if you are a presenter, what they expect you to do in terms of the values and the rules of the organisation. And if the BBC wanted, and it's an if... But if the BBC wanted to extend its necessity for impartiality to all presenters, they could do so. They would simply write it into the rules. Now, they're choosing not to. So the BBC is choosing to differentiate between sports presenters and news or political output presenters. Here's William in Belfast. Morning, William.
Morning, Steve.
Go ahead, William.
I have a great suspicion that if Gary Lineker was a leaver, the BBC would haul him in. I'm quite sure of it.
Well, how can you be sure of it?
I'm sure of it because I know the nature of the BBC and I follow it in the slant on the whole report on the BBC.
Well, I know the nature of the BBC too, so what do you mean by that?
Well, let's be clear. There's Jim was on this morning. You never asked a Remainer where they vote. That's
well, you're accusing me of being biased now, are you?
No. Let me... Four of my family voted to remain because they thought their jobs would be at risk.
Yes.
They thought there'd be an emergency budget. You would never ask anybody that. You can't, as somebody, I didn't
yes, I would.
Think they were well crewed in, they ask questions. That's right across the BBC. And falling off or cliff hanging and whatever it may be, you can see this culture in the BBC. So I say to you, if Lineker was a leaver, he'd be put in.
Do you think BBC presenters, non-news BBC presenters, should be able to express their opinion? Yeah, if you want to, if we want to make it Northern Ireland, if we want to look at this from a Northern Ireland angle, just to resonate with people, you know, do you think people like Barra Best should be able to stand up and say, "Here's my political opinion on all this different stuff"?
But I know if Jeremy Clarkson was still with the BBC and he wanted to leave, he would be pushed out, and then they'd have to deal with Lineker too. I think you know there's a bias in the BBC about remaining. I think
no,
you
I
know
don't.
You
don't put words in my mouth. No, I don't.
You would need to think our ignorance with all these reports and everything else. The very fact, why would you turn around and say leaving in WTO, like most of the world, is falling off a cliff? Why would you say that?
I didn't say that.
You hear it all over the BBC every day.
When you say you, first of all, you know, the BBC is not this homogenous group of automatons. We're all different people.
Of course, but you all turn around and have to look after your paymaster, and you have to be sort of in tune with them. These are all the Guardian readers, most of them in England. They don't have the Daily Mail in their back pocket.
Wise up now, William. You think I'm a... Yeah, come on.
Listen, I know you. Listen, can I say another thing to you?
Yes.
Very important.
Yeah.
When Claire comes on.
Yeah.
See if there's a referendum again. See Northern Ireland, big different result, because it's now a green and orange situation. And a lot of unionists have turned around and said, four of my family voted to remain. A lot of unionists can see now what Sinn Féin and the SDLP is up to. So tell Claire to be careful what she
Let's come back to the subject that we've moved on to, which is BBC presenters outside of news. There's no debate about news. They shouldn't be allowed to do it. That's the BBC's tight rules. But for people with the profile of the likes of Lineker, should they be allowed to express their opinion?
The BBC is seen as the voice of the country, whether we like it or not. The BBC, as it used to be, all over the world, people tuning into the BBC. The BBC has to be impartial. Has to be. Right?
Even its presenters outside of news and current affairs?
I think if you're going into dangerous territory, you work for the BBC, you should be quiet about it. You work for Tesco, I don't think you should be advertising for Asda. You just don't do it.
And why do you think the BBC is tolerating Gary Lineker doing it?
Because institutionalised Remainers, totally, top to bottom, except for certain individuals. BBC, you can see this. Stephen, credit us with intelligence. I am very much like politics. I probably politics 2 or 3 hours a day. Sad for me. I can see this tune right going through. In actual fact, I was a Remainer at one time because I believe what the Chancellor said, I believe what the government said, I believe what the Scottish Nationalists said, I believe what the Labour Party said. Everybody, it was a slanted referendum, everybody in the kitchen sink wanted to remain, and the people said different. Even presidents of the United States. You look across at the last island, twice as much money spent, a letter at every home. You've got to open your eyes. You're supposed to be a man of the people. You always say you're a man of the people. You need to open your eyes to all this and start turning around. Instead of having one eye, look at this with the two eyes wide open.
What are you talking about?
Well, I think that you are... You've old Jim off there. Jim getting a rough time. He gets too excited. He's very intellectual and he knows what he's saying. But he gets too pumped up and too aggressive where Claire Hannah comes on and swans through.
Fionnuala?
Think about it. Stephen, think about it.
Fionnuala?
I think there's a perception, and we've just heard it there, that the BBC is biased. I don't actually agree with that, but I think the BBC should be aware of that perception out there and be bending over backwards.
You're on the payroll too. You're never off the radio.
I wish I was on the payroll. That'd be good.
You think we're stupid? Anne, I can't get anybody, and I can't stand the DUP. But we now have somebody that represents the DUP that's suspended for it in the Nolan Show every week, and he's inarticulate expressing himself. and all the nonsense about...
Hold on a minute. No. That's not fair. He's articulate enough to get a mandate from the people every time he stands for election, and he is a DUP MLA, full stop. Frank Shivers? Thank you, William. Morning, Frank.
I think that Gary Lineker is very, very stupid. He's a football pundit. He should stick to doing that and keep his political beliefs for the pub over a pint with his mates and put the world to rights on a Friday night. I think he's very silly in coming out and putting his head above the parapet needlessly. However, I do believe fundamentally we have a democracy in the UK and we need to protect that. And somebody who has a political belief, in no matter what sphere they work in, if they want to express that in a private capacity or on their own private Facebook or Twitter, then I think it should be
okay.
Should be entitled.
Here's Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
Hi, Stephen. I'm just wondering, Gary Lineker would mop the floor with the BBC if they took away his contract.
They what?
They would mop the floor with him.
What do you mean?
The simple reason is they encourage presenters like you to wear the poppy.
No, they don't. It's just factually untrue.
In what way?
In what way? It's just totally factually untrue. The BBC's never encouraged me with regards to whether I wear a poppy or not. Never. So it's factually untrue.
So you wear it because you support the British hormonal complex?
The BBC has never, ever had a conversation with me as to whether I should or shouldn't wear a poppy. Ever, Mark.
Do you support the British Army?
I'm not going to tell you about my opinions on this radio programme which I'm hosting.
I know your opinions. You do. You were a poppy.
If we come back to the Gary Lineker situation, do you think people outside of the news and current affairs room should be able to have an opinion in this day and age where there's opinion everywhere, or do you think the BBC should be impartial across the board, Mark?
Completely impartial.
And what danger is there in Gary Lineker espousing his opinion?
I just think that people that's in positions of power at the BBC shouldn't espouse any opinion. At home, they certainly could.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
What you're saying is it shouldn't be about whether they're a news or current affairs or whatever. It's about the level of power they have, the influence they have.
That's absolutely that, Stephen. The problem that I see is that you hold debates on the rights and wrongs of wearing a poppy while you yourself wear a poppy.
You're intent on making this about me this morning, aren't you?
Listen.
Am I ever going to come in here and have an easy day?
I apologise. I'm not trying to get personal.
It's all right.
I just think that you shouldn't be wearing a poppy and holding a debate on a poppy. I just don't understand how you as a journalist, and quite a good journalist when you're in Britain, can do those things. To my mind, it's wrong.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Fionnuala, Frank, thank you.